Is that not an intro? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I was waiting for the signal.
Oh, there's no here's the signal.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And Dave.
And we are four dads navigating the movies of our youth, and boy, do we have a good one for you tonight. Super excited about this one. I'm not as excited as someone else in the group. Who could that be that is super duper excited?
It's me, all right? It's me.
It's Neil.
Brian's a schmiel?
Yes, this is... Why don't you just take it away for a moment? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing Caddyshack.
Yay!
Yeah, Caddyshack. Everyone's favorite movie, right?
I'm not sure I've seen it.
I know of it.
I don't know.
Way to bury the lead.
Well, I know I know of it, and I remember certain scenes as if I've seen it, like when it's on, but not like sit down, start a movie, end the movie.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh, good. Uncle Buck.
Yeah. Uncle Buck was really good.
I don't know. Chevy Chase is in it, so
I'm hedging my bets.
Bill Murray's in it.
This is why I don't want to hedge my bets too much. Because
sorry, I cut in on you.
No, this is all right. But
is it?
Uh-huh.
Are you all right?
Don't worry about me. I realized that Kenny Loggins is my John Williams. I love the music in this the way that I love Top Gun music.
Wait. Kenny Loggins?
Yes.
So he went from Danger Zone to I'm All Right?
In reverse. From I'm All Right to Danger Zone.
Oh, good. Because, I mean, if you went the other way, what a step down.
Oh, that's fighting words. Neil, are you going to sit there and Dave can be sitting right next to you?
I mean, are you going to argue that I'm All Right?
I saw you doing the gopher dance on the way in today.
That's fine. But if someone says, Brian, right now, Kenny Loggins, I'm like Danger Zone. Can you think of anything else? No. I guess I can add one now.
Do you want to start with what you remember of the movie?
What I remember?
Yeah.
I think I remember pretty much everything, but I know for a fact that I have forgotten, like, little details and little quips. Like, I think I remember the big points, like duty in the pool. I'm going to go with duty in the pool.
Yep. There is that, duty in the pool.
So I remember that very well.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. Yes. The Baby Ruth. That was when all of the caddies have the one day off that they're allowed to use the pool. It's like for 1 hour. Or something like that.
Like 15 minutes or something.
Something like ridiculous like that.
Yeah. Have you ever just shouted Noonan at someone?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Noonan?
Noonan.
Noonan.
Make a miss. Noonan. Noonan. Noonan.
Oh, that's going to come out next cornhole.
Oh, definitely.
Man, duty at cornhole.
Yeah.
What do you remember, Neil?
I don't know.
So we're going to try to answer three questions. One. Does the movie hold up? Two, should it be sequeled, rebooted, remade, recycled, removed, or retrofitted?
Hey, ooh, I like it. Retrograded.
Yeah. All
right. Yep. Yeah, yeah. It's more machine now than movie. And then should we have the kids watch it, and at what age and why? Yeah. So Rodney Dangerfield's in this. Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. Ted Knight is in it.
Bill Murray's half brother,
really?
Yeah.
Who's there? Was another major? Who played the Reverend?
Rad farts.
Yeah. I don't remember his name, but
was he a named person?
Here's another thing. The Gopher was made by the same guy who did the special effects in Star Wars.
Which Star Wars?
And it shows.
The Star Wars.
You can tell.
Like, this is like pre-Ewoks.
11
Ewoks. It was pre-Ewok. Yeah. This came out in 1980.
This is a proto-Ewok moment, yeah.
Yeah, and...
The Gopher is like a hand puppet or something, huh?
Well, you'll see.
There's some practical effects, right?
Yeah, no, I mean,
you clearly haven't seen this movie.
I definitely remember seeing something about it.
I feel like the Gopher steals the show.
Gopher dance! Woo!
I believe you.
So we're going to get some scotch. We're going to get some ice cream. And we're going to see what rolls out.
Is there an actual Caddyshack in this movie?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it aptly named the Caddyshack?
Oh, kind of like police station?
Yeah.
Well, like we have Police Academy. Because we watched the movie...
Police Academy.
But I feel like we're watching Caddyshack, but they spend very little time in said shack.
No, they're in there like one of the first 10 minutes of the movie when Noonan is going in and he sees his girlfriend, is it Irish or Scottish?
Well, you know what? We got an expert.
We have an expert with us.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it, but I'll tell you.
You got to let us know how her accent is and where she's from.
Yeah. And then I got to listen to you do an accent. That's always...
Only a Sean Connery.
Always a joy.
It's not Sean Connery, I don't dare do the Irish accent because at best...
I'll do it for three words and then stop. He's not Irish. And start laughing.
Exactly. Well, at best, it's Richard Gere from The Jackal.
You do understand, because of The Untouchables, we all thought that was an Irish accent for probably since 1987 up until about 2015.
And Tom Cruise came along. Totally.
Far away.
Also nominated for worst accent.
Okay, because I would say like Shannon.
Shannon.
No.
No.
Is that a good Tom Cruise impersonation?
That was a good Tom Cruise impersonation. Okay, all right. It was like he was in the room butchering a language. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can't beef Tom Cruise, so.
No, that's dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Because it's not that we're afraid of Tom Cruise himself, it's who's behind the Cruise.
I want to watch the movie. Come on, guys.
I want to eat some ice cream.
All right, guys. We will be back. We will let you know. Any predictions? Any predictions? Predictions?
I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
I think by the sounds of it, I trust you. I think it's going to be good.
Famous last words. Yeah. Never happened. See you right after we start watching Daryl 2.
Did you just do a Lisa Start Watching?
Lisa Start Watching?
No. Did you?
We're going to have to edit that. We'll just edit that.
I think I stuttered.
Right. Try that again. From the top.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Fuck. We'll be right.
Noonan.
Right back. Noonan.
It's like Nooner.
Yeah, is that where Seinfeld got Newman from? I feel like that seems like right on the nose. Newman.
I'm alright. Don't you go worried. No. I thought
Kenny Loggins was here. People are all excited.
My Kenny Loggins accent is that good.
It's as good as her Irish accent.
Of Kenny Loggins.
Apparently, the Irish accent was butchered in this film.
Apparently.
It took one second for you to make a ruling on that one.
It took him about 2 seconds. The pause terrible. Was. The pause was. How did it go?
And I quote, no.
No.
No. It's just, no.
No. Shades of no.
No.
Nope.
Just no.
Nope.
Strong so, no. Welcome back, movie fans. That was something special.
It was Caddyshack.
It was Caddyshack. And for the record, the Caddyshack does say Caddyshack.
Yeah.
And then when Phil's Arcade.
Noah's
Arcade guy answers the phone. He's like, Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Just in case we didn't read the big sign.
Well, it might be a police station if it did. You know, you never know.
So when you go golfing for you golfers,
yeah.
Do they really call it a Caddyshack? Like, is there a caddy... Like house? Is there like a place to rent your caddy?
Did not play golf in 1980.
Yeah. Even now though. But, like, no, just it's not. It's a clubhouse if it's a fancy place.
So there are very fancy clubs that you are only like you can only play if you have a caddy.
Oh really?
With you? Yeah.
You have to bring your own caddy.
No, but they are caddied.
That would mean you'd have to have as many caddies as. Participants per day.
So you need like a stable very
fancy
caddies.
Place. I have never been to this place, Pete. This is more fancy than I do.
And it shows, yeah, David.
What do you call a group of caddies?
Ooh.
So a murder. Like, no.
It's a dumb waiter of caddies.
A dumb waiter. Yeah, you know what? I think that tracks. It's a good thing that we are all golfers here. So
clearly you're not a golfer.
No, and normal golfers, you go to the office.
I just like the outfits. I want to wear those outfits.
Any pair of pants that Rodney Dangerfield was wearing, I am down with.
Mm. Yeah, his outfits were just the piece de la resistance.
He himself was obnoxious.
Yes.
Well, but that was his... brand of comedy.
That's true. That's
but he was meant to be like the anti-villain, I guess. The hero. Well, not the hero, but he was meant to be like the yin to the other guy's yang. The scruffy guy's judges.
I think they're all just
assholes.
He just got cast as Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. Rich Rodney Dangerfield. And his whole thing was just roasting people. Like, you know, this place is great and you guys are all terrible. You know, just that kind of shit all the time.
If we look at it this way, it's supposed to be that Rodney Dangerfield and the judge are really the same... person, they're just the opposite side of the coins. We have Rodney Dangerfield, who is super rich, and he's an asshole to everybody. And
he's building the condominiums across the street from the golf course.
Ruining the view. Like, he ruins everybody's good time, but he doesn't give a fuck because he's so rich. And, hey, he's a crazy funny guy, right? And then we have the judge, who is super rich and is an asshole to everybody. And he wants to follow all the weird, silly, archaic rules. and wear silly outfits. It's just...
Well, I mean, in fairness, some of those rules were not driving a car on the golf course, so I mean, I don't know if he was silly about it.
Yeah, draconian.
Drive your car.
Are we going to try and do a two-sentence synopsis since no one wrote one?
Yeah, well, way to blow it. I was going to say that we all took copious notes, so everybody buckle up, but nobody took notes.
This movie was so different than I remembered. I want to get to question one before I answer that question.
Do your synopsis.
We got to do the synopsis first.
Okay. In a world where the only thing that matters is rich people playing golf, comes an amazing tale of a dumbass rich guy in a feud with another dumbass rich guy. All the while, the poor orphanage kid who wants to go to college is going to try and like swindle them somehow out of $80,000. It's almost like the new Color of Money, but golf.
I think you take liberties with your two cents.
There's some commas in there.
I mean, like, geez,
there was an ampersand, a dangling participle.
I know.
Don't talk about my dangling participle.
I know. Made use of the colon.
The ellipses.
Well, your rebuttal?
I didn't rebuttal. It's pretty much just going to say ditto twice. I do like that you brought up the whole... everything. I literally lost my train of thought.
That is so spot on.
Yeah, I mean,
I appreciate
it. It had a beginning, a middle, an end.
Yeah,
couldn't tell which was which, but still,
whatever.
All good. You know?
But the rich guy's fighting.
Or the
fact that Danny really was a hustler. He could play golf, and he's like, by the way, I'm gonna take you guys for your fucking money.
Oh, that's what I meant. Like, what did like. Was that his
but
shtick?
The thing is, didn't
he was in league.
Did he get the money, though?
We don't even know if he gets the money. He was in cahoots with Carl. They planned that the whole way. They had several other side bets running from all the crew in the gallery.
You mean with Bill Murray? Nunes had a setup?
Oh, yeah.
Are you conspiracy theorying this movie?
Oh, dude, you have no idea.
Do you know how deep this goes?
This is amazing. Wait till you see Caddyshack 3.
Oh, God. They did make a sequel. We know that.
Yeah, they did.
With Dan Aykroyd.
Come on.
All right. Two sentences. Okay. Danny Nunes, a caddy for the Caddyshack. Is it not Nunes?
Nunes.
Stephanie Nunes.
It is now.
Newman.
Danny Noonan, a caddy for the titular Caddyshack. Is trying to figure out a way to pay for college by schmoozing and lying and shenanigans.
He's a dick, too. He's not a sympathetic character.
And
he's
dickery.
Not. He's not a dick.
He finds himself in a high-stakes golf match in which he wins money?
Maybe. We don't know.
He also got some stakes while high.
That tracks. He does.
Dave, you want to go next? I want to save Neil for the end.
Thanks very much.
Just get your shit synopsis out of the way.
We're shitting on your accent. We're shitting on your two-cent synopsis.
Let's just do your crappy take, and we'll get to the good stuff with Neil.
This is shit on Dave Day.
That was pressure. Harsh.
Didn't write anything.
Harsh. No pressure, Neil.
If you miss this, we lose.
$80,000, you can't synopsize this.
Double or nothing. He shanks it.
In a world where Happy Gilmore hasn't been made yet, watch a nonsensical fucking shambling of a golf game film with absolutely no plot and no correct accents.
I like how he called it film.
I was going to agree. Yes, this is film.
I'm sorry. Was I too generous with the term film? I should have said what? Piece of...
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, I'm insulted. Go, Neil. I don't want to play anymore.
He's hurting.
I don't want to play anymore. I just rubbed the guy. Not a metaphor.
This is a National Lampoon's magazine made into an hour and 40-minute movie. Yeah. But they already made Dr. Strangelove for war, so they made Caddyshack for golf. That's basically what it came down to for me. So, bombs at the end, dancing gopher.
So, was that in Dr. Strangelove?
Dancing gopher?
Should have been.
They both end with massive explosions at the end, and everything is all right because all humans suck.
Everything is all right. Were you all right?
Yeah, was there a good character in this movie? Like, I mean, someone were like, you know what? That's a good egg.
It was the gopher.
Yeah, the gopher.
Yeah, no, all right. Yeah,
all of the humans, awful.
I love how Chevy Chase is flirting with the niece.
Lacey?
Lacey
Undertones.
Lacey
Underhill?
Underbush?
I think it was Underall.
I think it was Underall.
The names are great. That's, I mean, there's Doctor Strange level names in this. Bushwood, Lacey Underall.
Wasn't there like Dr. Shitstein?
Oh,
no, it's Dr. Beeper.
Cumstein.
Cumstein. His college roommate. Yeah.
It's Cumstein.
It's like Mitch Cumstein.
Mitch Cumstein.
Lordy.
All the names.
Dr. Strange
level names. I have to say, this was a lot better than I remembered it. I was surprised. I was entertained the whole time. This was fun.
I'll give you that. It was fun.
Like,
I'm not giving you that, but your take is your take. We do question one. Does it hold
up? Yeah, let's fight. Like, I think the movie holds up. There are some moments in there that are dated, that were really shot as a like microcosm of like late 70s, 80s.
Was this all the drug use?
Drug use, racial disparities, kind of stuff.
The two black guys.
You mean the rich white country club?
Part, like, they were just,
right.
Where they didn't allow any people of color to be members, but
well,
they
could
work there.
Or, you know, they could be servants.
The one African American guy who had a boat was a tiny little dinghy of a raft fishing and gets thrown off of it when the giant boat goes right through his.
Yeah, oh, just, by the rich white guy.
By the rich white guy.
It's a metaphor for how they treat people of color.
Yes.
It was a very deep, deep cut for this film. There's a lot of like racial tension that you can see behind the scenes in this. That's why it's a film.
All right. Does it hold up for you, Brian?
I was entertained. I enjoyed watching it. But I also, in this view, I realized that it's a real fluff movie. Like, I could get up, like, go grab a beer.
Yeah.
Like, check my phone, come back and be like, oh, has Danny Nunes figured out how to find $8,000 yet? Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I was a little bit more locked in than that. I did not check my phone once the whole movie. I watched the whole movie. And that's saying something because there have been many, many movies that we did not.
We'd usually be surfing IMDb to figure out something.
To figure out what the fuck am I going to say during this recording. I need some trivia.
So, is that a yes?
I'm going with a yes. I enjoyed it.
You weren't telling your opinion, Pete. I will wait and get to mine. Go ahead. Yes. Neil?
Oh, he hated it.
Oh, gosh.
I've watched this movie so many times with golfing buddies. You know,
you end up
quoting the Cinderella, you know, the Cinderella boy out of nowhere from The Greens Keeper. I mean, you know, we've said these lines 1,000 times. So I basically just remember doing that, you know.
He's got a 350 yards. He's gonna use a 5 iron.
He hits it like 70 yards each time.
He's gonna go with an 8 iron.
It's in the hole.
Tears in his eyes.
It's in the hole.
Shout out to ES.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of these kids is doing his own thing.
I didn't see it before, so I don't know if it held up to memory because I didn't see it before. I saw some of it, but not enough of it to say that it held up to my memory of it. But as a movie now, no, I don't think it held up at all. Nope. You compare this to something like Happy Gilmore, which is also somewhat of an old film. It's funnier, and it's got more of a plot. This is kind of shallow.
That sounds like a challenge right there. Is Happy Gilmore funnier than this movie?
Oh.
All right. My memory of Happy Gilmore is that it's funnier.
I think
than
I know what we're doing next week.
that's a white gloved gauntlet thrown down.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you were entitled to your opinion. That is the whole point. So I didn't think it held up as a movie. I thought it was too incoherent. There wasn't enough. Like you said, you could get up and leave. Where was the middle? Where was the start? What was the challenge? Who were we rooting for? You can be funny, and like, you are rooting for Happy Gilmore in Happy Gilmore.
That's true.
The other guy is a villain. You don't like him. It's pretty obvious.
And Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin. Nice pull.
I mean, Shooter Nunez.
Where we're supposed to like Dangerfield? No, he was more obnoxious than the other guy.
Never liked Rodney Dangerfield's comedy.
He digs on everybody.
I've just never found it to be funny.
It's not clever. I don't know. I don't like it either, Mitchie Pete. But anyway, that is my answer to question one.
I definitely agree with Dave. There really isn't a hero in this movie other than the gopher.
No, maybe you said Danny, but he's not a hero.
He's not. Like, he was supposed to be.
Except with the other one, and then he goes back to the girlfriend, and she's apologizing to him for something I can't even remember.
Well, she thought she was pregnant.
She thought she was pregnant, and then she...
Oh, and he offered to marry her. Yeah, and just after, like, getting out of bed with the other one, like,
we don't know if they were exclusive. This was in the 80s, where people just randomly slept with other people because, you know, free love.
Wasn't that the 60s?
I don't know.
All right, again, back to incoherent. It wasn't explained.
But this actually is a pretty good segue here. Would you take this movie and reboot it?
I think they did. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, fair point. I mean, Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack 2 is terrible.
Yeah, if you're going to go that route, they did. But, like, there isn't really a... Like,
but this movie...
Yeah, but what was this movie, Peach? What was the plot of the movie?
It's about poor kids trying to make it, you know, in a rich man's country club.
Was it? Okay.
It might just be a commentary on stuck-up rich white people.
I mean, I could...
The golf culture of it all. Of just this richer-than-rich, holier-than-thou, sanctimonious... stuck in our ways, and it takes an even bigger asshole rich billionaire type to fuck the whole thing up for them.
So what you're saying is that this movie is basically saying that in order for things to be made right, we need a super rich asshole to come in and out asshole
everybody
rich people.
Yeah.
Like, so we need Bezos to come in and literally blow up.
That's what society needs to, you know, fix racial disparity. More rich white guys to come in and, like, solve all the problems.
Well, the only way to solve this is if people start funding our podcast enough that we can be four rich white guys
can
and
solve.
We will use this power.
Yeah.
This is where it begins. This is beginning. Sure. Everyone is here at ground zero.
Yeah.
You know where we are.
Oh,
the only
wow.
way to fix the problem you've created is with another person exactly like it to fix the problem you've created.
I was
going to
say, I think plastic explosives is the way you fix it.
Yeah. I didn't get rid of the gopher. He never got rid of the gopher.
No.
But he did help the little guy.
He did destroy the golf course.
The gopher did do the best dance of all time at the end. I would certainly give it that. They should have opened with that.
That is that really is, like, the thing that sticks in your head the most is the
gopher.
That's
all I remember about it. I'm sure I didn't see the whole thing.
I did like the Chevy Chase playing through Carl's apartment in the middle of the night before the round.
That was pretty funny.
I remember just in the middle of the night. But yeah, that was
the
a lot
giant, the giant blunt and then... I don't know.
Oh, there's a question for our Chevy Chase and haters here. What did you think of Chevy Chase in the movie?
This was my favorite Chevy Chase role.
He was pretty funny.
He was pretty awesome, but it was, you
know. It's still a Chevy Chase, like, fantasy where he gets to shit on everybody. He gets to be cool. He gets beautiful women. He's incredible.
Without doing anything.
He literally just walks up
and
she goes,
women just throw themselves
out. We want to tie me up, tie? Well,
I know, though, but in spies like us, he's an imbecile. In the Three Amigos,
no, but everyone loves him.
Yes, but everybody wants him.
All the women.
In Three Amigos, the women do. But in National Lampoon, the Christmas stuff, he's also a buffoon.
He's got Beverly D'Angelo. Beverly D'Angelo.
And then in the original, you know,
Beverly D'Angelo
kind of like
Nunes.
The rolls up the
top. All he had was Lacey Underall. She also slept at Nunes.
Now you're doing it.
Because Nunes was the hero. Right? No?
Did she sleep with Rodney? I swear, like, I thought the blonde at the end was
oh,
Lacey.
I did too.
Like, I'm like, wow, she is.
When Dangerfield came in with
yeah,
the blonde with the red.
For a minute,
I thought
like her, yeah.
I thought it was Lacey.
Oh, was that not her?
That would have been funny if she
that's
just...
too much use of the color red, I feel like. They had her in a red dress.
We have a lot of blondes in red dresses. So,
Lady in red.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what that needed. I thought that gap
have
there
we,
was just...
Well, have we answered all of our questions? Where are we?
Well, no. So can you reboot the... Like, I feel like you could reboot the whole, you know, country club, poor caddies, you know, on the verge of being replaced by golf carts...
But that's the thing. It's so poorly structured, though, as a story that it's like just that overall box of like, well, rich people with golf clubs. Yeah, you could do that. Of course you could. And do it better than that.
Yeah, I actually don't think this one could be. And I don't see how it would play today.
Or why.
That's a bigger, like, why would this movie get made today?
Well, country clubs are still a kind of a thing. And they're still a, like, that prestige thing. I think you could. Like with Happy Gilmore, you were very clear that he was bringing, like, all the normal kind of poor people to the golf course. And that was driving them
Happy
nuts.
Happy Gilmore was 25 years ago.
Damn.
Was it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Like,
God,
like,
we're
like
old.
95?
I'm thinking that as, like, the like 2000s reboot. But I feel like I'm wrong. That is not.
I don't think it hit the century.
Yeah, sure.
Roll that bean footage.
While we're waiting.
Well, see, I'm trying in my head
I don't see how the movie makes any
Sense
today. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It didn't make any sense in the 80s,
I know I was trying to beat you to that one.
Sorry. Listen, you're all the ones that said it held up.
No, it did. It was entertaining. I would watch it again. I was laughing. Yeah. I was guffawing.
There were great lines.
96.
Yeah. For Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore, 96. So yeah, that 21% on Metacritic.
That's 25 years ago. Yeah, it's not a good movie.
A quarter century.
I mean, that's the whole purpose of the podcast, I suppose. I, in my head, think it's a very good movie. And I feel like I've seen it way, like...
You know. Are we just deciding now that that's going to happen next week?
I kind of do now.
I kind of do, too.
I mean, you know I like to have a theme between movies.
I'm definitely down with another golf movie. It's either that or Tin Cup, so...
I like Tin Cup.
I did, too. I really did, too.
Vague memory of that one. That'll be another one. Kevin Happy Cosmo. Gilmore, I definitely know.
All right, for the record, so we just named... Two other golf movies. Can you think of a third golf movie?
Caddyshack 2.
The one with Will Smith.
Was he in a golf
movie? Oh, the Bag of Vance.
Yeah.
Woof.
Not a
okay, game. Well, we've got a now a spectrum.
We've We're got not 4 weeks doing... of podcasts right there.
No.
No.
I don't.
Hold on. To quote Dave.
No.
She deserved that. Should have gone to... some sort of accent coach, dialect coach, that would have called.
Aside from that, you have no strong feelings on the subject.
Her accent is terrible, just like the O's are in these movies.
Not terrible. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm going to figure it out, Dave.
You're going to do it for the end of the podcast? I'll be impressed.
I need to figure out what to say. Like, basically, I'm just going to try to mimic whatever you say.
Oh, great. That'll be for very entertaining. I'm sure people just want to hear that. I say some nonsense and you just read.
Well, you say something silly, and then I'll
repeat. I feel like all I say is silly things.
All I say is silly things.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, no, I'm getting it. I'm going to dial it in. It's going to get better. Everybody start drinking. It gets better.
Question 3. I think we can skip the reboot. I don't know. Have we solved the reboot?
I think you could remake it personally. Okay. Yes, they did.
Well, what would you do to remake it? Like, what would make it better?
I give it a plot.
Okay. Well, what would your plot be? Like bare bones.
I'm gonna pull on Happy Gilmore here because I think that the main issue with it for me is that the characters aren't like very clear. Like, I hate Roger Dangerfield. I hope he fucking dies in this movie.
I don't like real life, dude. Awkward.
Well, okay.
Too soon.
I don't like the other guy, the judge. So I'm like, I'm not rooting for anybody. Dude, Danny's a dick.
He died too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're all dead then, Brian. That brings me to a point.
Chevy Chase isn't dead.
I like Chevy Chase and I like Bill Murray. So you can get them back in it.
If we were to reboot this, I would put Bill Murray and Chevy Chase as the rich white guys now.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, but that means we have to get like old pissy Chevy Chase.
Which I think is actually perfect casting for this.
Oh, he's old pissy Chevy Chase in the comedy thing, thing with the college.
Community. Yeah.
There we go. He's pretty good in it though.
No, but I'm just saying like he would fit in with this whole golf theme of old pissy curmudgeonly.
And it's the two of them who decide to get, you know, at loggerheads and have a big tournament where the caddies have to fight for dominance.
Right. Something like that. Can we like one of them as opposed to just hating both of them?
No, so Bill Murray's character.
If Chevy Chase wins, Bill Murray will get out.
Here we go. Bill Murray's character went on to become head's groundkeeper, and his grasp made billions of dollars in the recreational marijuana industry.
Oh.
Topical.
Right?
All right.
All right. And so now he's pulling Chevy Chase's tie out of retirement. For the secret world golf, like the beer fest.
Like beer fest? Oh my god. Oh my god, we're stealing from beer fest. Underground golfing to the death. I know, for some reason I want everything to get violent. I've been watching a lot of Purge, so I'm a little off tempo.
All I'm saying is like there's something there that you could do with that.
I'm on board. I'd watch that.
Okay,
I'd watch it.
I would just need to like who would be like the young, funny, comedy kids.
It's always Tom Holland.
It's not gonna be Tom Holland.
For me, it's always Tom Holland. Whenever you say young, I just think Spider-Man.
Do you think Tom Holland can do an Irish accent?
Since he's at least British.
I think generally. It's easier kind of to go from... I mean, I'll answer your question because I want to say it's easier for him to do an American accent. It's easier for British and Irish people to do an American accent than it is to go the other way. But could he do a good Irish accent? Probably. Yeah, I'd say so. All
right, well, then he's hired.
Is it easier to
do... Wait, is he going to be your man's bit in the side?
He's gonna be the side action. He's gonna be the girl. See,
she was so terrible. I don't even know her name.
What was her name? Well, no, we're gonna do gender swaps.
Oh, so we're gonna have a female.
Oh, good. Ghostbusters again. Yay.
Because it's topical.
Yeah. Or Bill Murray.
Or Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure now with their daughters.
I didn't see it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it.
Okay.
Different podcast. But I liked it.
Well, boy, what did you like? I'm sorry.
The third Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I did too. Hey! Yeah!
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was good. Well, me too. I like him, though, I have to say. I like the other guy.
I enjoyed all three movies. I think they're great.
Cool. What are we talking about again?
Yeah.
What's this movie?
And.
Uh-oh.
Bill Murray and Chevy Chase's... So the person that would play Rodney Dangerfield's character would be... Or like something would be, of course...
Artie Lang.
Craig Ferguson.
For those of you
who can't...
Shatner!
This movie needs Shatner.
He's throwing his hands up in dismay at those answers. This should be better on YouTube. Your face was priceless there. The two boys with excellent answers, and Pete was like, No. Just the look of disappointment.
You
like,
want
oh,
Shatner
do you
to
know
be the
you
loudmouth
know?
Crazy guy?
He must be 104.
He can out-Shatner anybody.
No. You're close.
Oh,
going with Boston Legal James Spader.
Okay.
That was funny. I had the exact same thought.
Hey, I'm back on tempo, and then they fight to the death.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. So, question three.
We would all have a remain. Yes, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Sure.
All right.
This isn't a golden cow. Let's slaughter the bitch.
I'm not sure where that comes from, but all right.
It's biblical. Look it up.
Isn't it calf? Is it a cow?
Doesn't matter. Calf, cow. Potato, potato.
It's a calf for the son when he comes back, right?
What?
I don't get this. What is going on?
What version of the Bible are you got?
Question three.
Is Wang Jewish?
No, the son he comes home when you slaughter the golden calf because that's for the important.
Okay. Is that where you get the fleece?
Yeah. No. That's a dream cult.
Okay, so anyways. I don't think I'm ever going to have my kids watch this one. Nice segue, Pete. Good save. You're welcome.
What? Professional.
Even my cat's ignoring us.
I know.
She's like, fuck all of you guys.
A lot of boobies in this one.
That was nice. So, kids. Boobies, kids.
They probably like it as teenagers.
It's harmless.
It's harmless enough, yeah. I mean, it's harmless enough. Graphic.
No, there's nothing crazy, nothing graphic. There's some drug use, but...
They won't be aware of that when they're teens at all.
But they won't care about that when they're teens. They'll be like, yeah, Dad, everyone smokes weed.
I guess it's just going to be a question of, like, if they'd find it interesting. Like, I thought it was pretty funny, but is that something that won't hold up in the next 10 years?
Fuck, didn't hold up in the last 40.
There you go.
40?
Dave really has some opinions here tonight.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Pete. Not here
Fair point.
To
Sorry, he's going to be, size. When we watch nope. Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true. Actually, maybe we'll reserve judgment until next week. I have a feeling this would be pretty low on the list of movies they haven't seen since they haven't seen almost anything yet.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm. They haven't seen almost.
I would rank this above Daryl, for sure.
Well, that
as
that's
far as
good.
Showing the kids.
Way to really dial it in.
Yeah. You know, I'm taking a risk
it's
on that
150
one.
Films.
Well, it's not worth to pick a height between the floor and Everest. I'm going to say above the floor.
You know, I bet they'd like Happy Gilmore a lot more.
I don't know.
We'll see.
There is something about Adam Sandler that I dislike.
Oh, that's funny. Ooh. I thought you were going to say like, and I was going
to
wit you, Pete.
No, there's Ooh. Something. I know. Like, the movies.
But this
are,
is classic Adam Sandler.
I know.
Too. Like, this is when
But there
good.
Is something
yeah.
just so sophomoric about it that, like, sometimes it's so over the top. It's cringy to me.
How'd you feel about the movie Little Nicky?
Oh, harsh.
Again. Pretty much exactly what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
On the way down here, I had the thought very clearly that, God, I hope this is Gilmore and not Waterboy. That was my most strong feeling on the way down is, please Ooh. Be Gilmore. Don't be
Waterboy. Was...
You can do it, Bobby Boucher!
That's probably the best thing in that yeah. movie.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider? Rob Schneider was the best thing in that movie.
Are you
going to
feud with him now, too?
That's below the bar.
Guys, if we're like, you know, going tete-a-tete with Macaulay Culkin, Rob Schneider is definitely below us. Like,
well, you know he has
you don't
a
kick a dog
somewhere.
When he's down.
Yeah. Sure. He has to have a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the special Schneider. It's where he
so
schnitzel and talks about
are
his
we
going to
do Happy Gilmore next week? I think we should.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. My other suggestion was The Mask.
Oh, I was actually thinking about that. Like, Mask could be really good, but what if we get Happy Gilmore, and then we can do The Mask.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Two goths back to back, but to be fair, there's a plethora of goths that we can choose for over the next couple of years, so let's burn through two of them now. Let's get out of the way.
We try and pair things up sometime.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this is...
No, I'm not against it. It's a good movie.
We're going apples to apples. We got a golf movie that's a comedy against a golf movie that's a comedy separated by 16 years.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. Like this makes sense. It speaks to me.
Shooter McGavin.
I ain't going to predict it. You're going to say it's better than this.
I mean, I...
You're going out on a pretty big limb.
I'm going out on a massive limb already. I'm going to say at least three of the four of us, because if you don't like Sandler, that's harder to judge. But I think it's one of his best movies.
Yeah, Billy Madison's one of his best. I actually liked Billy Madison quite a bit.
I can't remember what that one's about.
I remember liking Billy Madison, but...
That was the one that he... So maybe we have to do Billy Madison. We have to do like a series of Sandler ones. Yeah, he goes back to school.
Did not like that.
I like that one.
Did not like that.
But I'm sure...
Miss Veronica. Oh, so hot. Want to touch the hind?
Are you doing Irish accent again?
What was but that's getting there. You know, like I get a little lilt to my voice to get high pitched.
All right. I can't tell if he's doing an accent or having a stroke, but it's
that's you're saying that the Irish accent is when you have a bit of a stroke.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Was that it again?
Working on it.
I can't tell if you're trying or not. Like,
well, that's what makes it work. Because if I'm not sure if it sucks, no,
I think Brian should do an Irish accent right now. I feel like that's...
All
right,
what do I got to say?
Give him something to say.
No, I'm not giving you...
Can you talk about shuffling your holy cards?
That's not bad.
You didn't give me it when you made me do an American accent.
Just say, oh, it's my lucky charms.
Oh, it's me lucky charms. Because it's all I know is lucky charms.
You're going to do it, you say, they're after me lucky charms.
If you're going to go after me, you
do it. If you're going to go that direction, you have to say they're after. Everybody's after.
They're after me lucky charms.
I absolutely love when the podcast goes so off the rails.
That was kind of Tom Cruise-esque.
Okay, at least I'm getting up there.
Yeah, eventually they get to an Irish actor and it'll sound exactly correct.
Well, I need to listen to more Irish actors. Can we get...
Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com.
Oh,
yes, we're still recording.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, like...
The cat's asleep.
Yeah, she's ignoring us. That's it. I'm glad we did this one. This one was fun. Thanks, guys, for coming over tonight.
Thanks for having us, Pete.
Yeah, as the usual goes, send us a message on the Facebooks and... Yep.
Send us money through the mail.
Send it to the podcast at Maine.
Wait. Say the movie podcast, because there are a couple other podcasts in Maine.
Dads, just send it to Dad's Movie Night.
The postman.
But nobody's
sending
their money, so there's no to send it to here.
That's fine. That's true. We haven't gotten an email in ages.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, we lost somebody.
Wow, why are you doing this?
All right.
It's like a sad intro. Take it away, Neil.
Yeah, it's a sad intro.
He just wants to dance.
I know.
You just want to dance, Footloose.
That doesn't translate into podcasts. You guys do this all the time. Rudy's doing these awesome, funny actions, and I'm just like going, that is never going to make it onto the audio.
Our audience knows when we're doing funny actions.
Really?
Like, they know right now that I'm doing a great, like, pelvic thrust duckman.
I really wish you'd put your pants back on.
We should do a YouTube
You know how I roll with these podcasts.
I'm going to get through the sentence. We should do a YouTube version of this where it's on camera. I would think that would be funny.
That means I got to put on pants and comb my hair.
It's really easy to do, I think.
It is. It's not hard.
Children are doing it. It must be possible.
Yes, but children are smarter than we are with the YouTube.
But then we get to see those sexy
dance moves
in an Irish accent. Maybe it's the lack of visual that the accent is missing.
Yes, that's probably what's not translating.
It needs a visual to go with it.
We don't even know how to end this.
Welcome to Dad's Movie Night,
push
where we do accents.
Push the button.
To the medium of dads.
Two dads doing accents.
Nunes. Nunes. Nunes.
Nunes.
Nunes. Nunes. Nunes. Nunes. Nunes.